genuinely, personally upset to hear of the news of the passing of one of Donegal's most persistent, hard-working politicians, Seamus Rogers. He has sadly passed away at the age of 90. He was first elected onto Donegal County Council in 1960, and he contested 12 Dáil elections, a council seat 11 times. He had the hat in the ring for two European elections and also stood in three Uddaras na Gaeltachtar elections. He was also involved with the SIPDIB trade union. He was an official there, and on it goes. His life work, an incredibly busy one, and very much dedicated to the people, the public and workers. Dinny McGinley is a former Fine Gael deputy and Minister of State in the Gaeltacht and lived close to Seamus, and of course paths would have crossed on many occasions. Dinny, good morning to you, and sorry to be speaking to you in the wake of this sad news.
Good morning, Greg, and it came to a great shock to all of us this morning to hear the sad news that Seamus Rogers has passed away. A man who has been in public life and a public person here in Donegal long before I ever even thought of going into politics, and has been a public person right up to the time of his death. Not alone was he a political colleague in hand, we all were at the same game for a long number of years, but he was also I would consider him a dear personal friend, and I think that the that was mutual. And the first thing I would like to do, of course, is to extend my deepest, sincerest sympathy and condolences to his wife, Teresa, and his daughter, Rosemary. He'll be sadly missed by this area, this part of Donegal, and particularly by his own family.
His contribution politically is extensive. Just 21 years of age when he was elected onto the local council in 1960. So a young man, but clearly a man that even at that young age saw that there were, you know, gaps that needed to be filled, and he felt he was that person to do it.
Absolutely. I know that Seamus Rogers was a public representative, an elected public representative, 20 years before I even considered it. And we were there together for almost 35. I've been there for almost 35 years, and Seamus was still, though not an elected public representative, still a spokesman on behalf of his party, the Labour Party. He was always there and always available to give their line, whether it was whatever issue was involved, or even during elections. He had a long record. I don't know how many elections, between county council elections, elections for Dáil Éireann, elections for Uddaras na Gaeltachta. I think it was probably a national record. And as I said, Seamus was liked and admired by everyone. I would say that Seamus was one of the few people who never made an enemy in politics, but it was all friends. And he was very involved, not alone in politics, but in sport, of course. He was a founder member of the local GA, the Muia, and president of it for many years. And he also was president or chairman of the county board of the GAA. And he was involved in so many other activities to do, whether it was care of the aged. He was particularly interested in the welfare of the islands. And many of the time during the elections, we were in Armagh. And I remember the first time I was in Armagh, I think it was 1980-81, a wet Sunday it was. Seamus was there as well. He had two important people who became very legal luminaries afterwards. And I happened to have one of these megaphones, and I was only glad to hand it over to them for their use a wet Sunday morning outside the church in Armagh. I think it was 1980. Particularly interested, I say, in the islands, care of the age. No matter what issue was involved, Seamus had something to say, something to contribute. And he was dedicated, and he was sincere, and he was liked. And when he ceased being a public representative, he still was there. We'd be at the wakes and we'd be at funerals, and Seamus was always there as well. Always acted and worked on behalf of his people and on behalf of the public. And he was, of course, very interested in the Irish language and always used it at any time it was possible. He was an institution in West Donegal, Seamus Rogers, liked by everyone, dedicated, as I say, and sincere.
If the absolute majority of us will never stand for election, what does it take to contest the 12 Dáil elections, 11 council elections, two Europeans, three Eurus, whilst also being involved as broadly as it was in the community? I mean, that takes a special level of dedication, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Seamus devoted his entire life to it. Right up to this last number of months, he still was involved. It's not so long ago, a few weeks, maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago, he was on the phone to me about something, and we had a chat, and he was still as interested in what was going on as I was the first day that I met him. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes you put everything, all your whole into being, you know, working for the people and doing your best. And of course, he had a great support at home as well. His wife Teresa was there for him all the time, and as was his beloved daughter Rosemary, who's doing so very well, went on now, and she has carved out for herself a legal career as well.
Yes, and of course, whilst he was able to have an influence whilst elected, I think there's no doubt, given how vocal he was and how he was, you know, he seemed to always raise issues that were very of the people, if you know where I'm coming from with that. So even when not elected, I've no doubt that he held the feet to the fire of a lot of people who were elected, and progress was made in that way through him as well.
Well, I know my own experience, my brief time as a minister for 3 or 4 years, he was continuously on. I remember he was very anxious that some facilities should be provided for the Moya there, lighting for the pitch there. And I remember we didn't have much money, but we were able to give allocate some money at that time. He was kind enough to invite me over to switch it on, but it would never have happened only for the continuous representation by Seamus for that particular facility and the field over there in as we call the banks, mm-hmm. the Moyers area there. He was always advocating and always making representations about various things. If there's something he wanted to raise in the Dáil, a question or something that I often had word from him, was only too glad to put down and table a question for him. Now, so I think that the Irish, we have the Irish language in common, and we were close neighbours, and, you know, if I had any problem to do with the county council that I thought Seamus would have some assistance, he was more than ready to help. So he was able to he cooperated with everyone. Okay. As I say, he didn't have one enemy. He met so many councillors come and councillors go. After all, he was there for almost 40 years, and I don't think that he ever had a cross word with one of them.
All right.
And that is my opinion.
Thank you so very much for that, Dinny McGinley, former Fine Gael deputy.
It's a sad day.
It is, indeed. Very
end,
sad.
It's the end of an era here in this area at the Passion of Seamus, and I think we're all so sorry. And again, my deepest sympathy to Teresa, Rosemary, and indeed his many, many relations and friends and neighbours.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Dinny McGinley, former Fine Gael deputy and Minister of State in the Gaeltacht. We're also joined by Pat the Coat Gallagher. Pat, thanks very much for joining us. And again, just like my opening remarks to Denny, sad to be speaking to you in the wake of this sad news of a legend of Donegal politics and his passing.
Yes, Greg, a dark cloud descended over Donegal this morning when the news broke of Seamus Rogers' death. He had been ill for some time. And of course, Seamus, a legend. Even in his own lifetime, he served the people of West Donegal and did the entire county for many years. When he was first elected as a young man onto Donegal County Council, and at all subsequent elections until he decided to stand down. Seamus Rogers touched the lives of so many people. I remember when I served with him in the council, I was elected. He was a member in 1979. He was helpful to me. And I was there until 1991. And in all that time, we never crossed a word. He, of course, is interrelated. My wife, Anne, is a first cousin of Seamus's, big connection of that family. He was very involved in housing at the time, and I think he would be saddened now if he were to see the slow progress that's been made in housing. We at that time were pursuing the SI cottages, people building on their own land, and the houses were mushrooming at that time. But Seamus, as Denny has said, he was very involved in the Irish language, the GAA, all cultural activities. But I will remember Seamus for meetings prior to the building of the houses by the parents and friends. This is a part of him that many people didn't see. He was very involved with that committee, as was the late Noreen McGarvey. Three houses, 12 units, state-of-the-art units built at Verhill Dunlough. I had the pleasure of opening them. Unfortunately, Seamus, due to ill health, wasn't able to attend. But he'll be remembered for so many things that he did publicly, but more importantly, the many things that he would have done privately and assisting people, and particularly on Ardmore Island, right across the county.
Yeah, indeed. Pat the Colt Gallagher, thank you so very much indeed for those kind words. Remembering Seamus Rogers, who passed away at Letterkenny University Hospital, Avonagree West, of course. His remains will be reposing at McGlynn's Funeral Home this evening from 5 o'clock, Rosary at 8. Tomorrow Friday, reposing from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock with a private removal to his own house. And the house then will be private the morning of the funeral as well. Funeral Mass is on Saturday morning in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the Old Cemetery. And someone who would have known Seamus well and who would have shared the council chamber with him on many, many, many occasions is former councillor Ian McGarvey. Imagine why, Ian, thanks so much for joining us.
Imagine why, Greg, you thought.
He, like you, Ian, had a particular interest in the elderly. I think I don't think I'm inaccurate in saying that. That's something I've always associated you with, and Mr. Rogers.
He used to come out to the meetings and everything else along with others. Fred Call, for example, people like that, and even the friends of the hospital. And now, actually, during the week, this is unbelievable. I was talking to Mary Boyle. I was trying to contact Seamus as well, because recall all the time how dedicated he had been. There was one example of Seamus Rogers, and I was going to the Islands Committee meetings, and he was raising about the Doctor's Road in Ardmore. And I never saw a man so dedicated to get something done as Seamus Rogers was. But he was the same in everything, and I couldn't let it pass when I heard it this morning. And it was so regrettable, because I was trying to contact him there last week through Mary Boyle in the council offices in Dunlough, and she said he hadn't been so well, and I was very sorry to hear that. So to be associated with the family and to all the people who knew Seamus Rogers, I'd like to convey my sincere sympathy at his passing, because people like that, the contribution they made, you couldn't determine the value of it as well over the years. And during my time in the council, and during my time attending the Islands Committee and Dunlough and all the rest of it, Seamus Rogers was so dedicated, and it's quite regrettable and strange to say that I was only accidentally heard it this morning. Other than that, it would have happened without me knowing. But as I say again, Greg, thanks for taking me on, number one, and number two, the opportunity to convey my sympathy to relatives, friends of Seamus's, and everybody else associated in the West.
Okay.
So thanks very much.
Ian, thank you so much for that. I do appreciate it. Seamus Bouverd's current chairman of the Labour Party in Donegal, and for many of us, Seamus, and for many still, I suppose, and this is not a slight on the Labour Party, more of a credit to Seamus Rogers latterly. He was, you know, Mr. Labour, is how I would have viewed him, to be honest with you.
Yes, he was. He flew the flag for over 60 years, and put his head above the parapet on certain subjects that others wouldn't have. So credit where credit's due. I met him a good while ago when he was sort of a legend then. And the contact that he had, he knew everybody, knew all about them, knew what people wanted. He had a knowledge of his not what you call it, his territory.
Mm-hmm.
Like between the time when all the Udarus factories were on the go, and then latterly in Letterkenny with Sub 2, he was out and about all the time. He knew exactly, he knew the pulse of the county.
And you know, I mean, obviously, it's the end of an era, but a legacy that will last a lifetime. There's just absolutely no doubt about that. It just, I think nowadays, what we see is politicians, and no criticism of them, can retire quite young. You know, we've seen politicians retiring in their 30s or 40s and 50s and moving on to life after politics. His persistence to the cause is unmatched, I think, in terms of, you know, his longevity on the council, his working in local politics, both elected, non-elected, and also that drive and determination, even when odds were stacked against him, to have his name and the Labour Party emblem on, you know, on that polling card. Such a level of commitment that I'm not sure we'll ever see again. We certainly won't see much of it again. Just to have someone who was so persistent in fighting for the people of his area.
Yes, he did devote a lifetime to it. We think back of various campaigns that he would have been involved in that were non-political, shall we say, local support. People, like, he had a network, so if you asked him for help, if he didn't know, he knew someone who did.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
And then, as I say, he was always on the batter, as they say. It wasn't just all about politics. There was social issues, community issues that he was engaged in as well. Seamus just lived for the community, and he lived for his politics.
Okay. Seamus Byfaird, current chair of the Labour Party in Donegal, thank you. We'll be back with more after this quick break. We are continuing our reflections on the very sad passing of Seamus Rogers. He's died at the age of 90. And for many of us, he will be associated with Labour, but he was also involved in other areas of politics as well. We have Deputy Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin with us as well. Deputy Doherty, thank you for joining us to remember Seamus this morning.
Thank you, Greg, and thanks just for giving me the opportunity because, you know, Seamus was a giant of political politics. He ran in, I think, all of the different elections down throughout the years, long before I was even born. He was running for elections and actually ran for Sinn Féin and was elected to the council. And obviously then was in Sinn Féin and the Workers' Party, and then the Workers' Party and Democratic Left and Labour Party. And, you know, he was always a person who put his community first. I know going around canvassing, Greg, you still hear, if you're out around Arranmore or Letchamacha Ward or indeed in Annagrey, you'll still hear people talk about Seamus Rogers. And indeed, some people would always say that they always thought, sometimes they thought he was still Sinn Féin, but the work and his legacy that he left behind was massive. And I was up in the House yesterday as I was on my campaign trail and heard the news that he was taken to hospital. And I'm deeply sorry to learn late last night that he had passed away. But he was such a, you know, people talk about people when they pass, but Seamus Rogers was such a fellow of integrity, such a man of integrity, such a man of compassion. And he really, really deeply believed in his community, deeply believed in the working person, in working class communities and the Gaeltacht communities, his work for the older people and his work in terms of trade unionism. And it's really sad to see that somebody of the stature of Seamus has passed. And I really feel for his family today, for his wife, Teresa Rosemary, and his sisters, who are obviously grieving today on that news.
Yeah, it's incredibly sad. Pierce, when you've talked outside, not outside of politics, okay, but, you know, not in a chamber or in a political a political environment, was the conversation always political? I know you did know him well, or did he like to talk about other things with you, or did it always come round to maybe pushing the case for his local community?
Look, the conversations we always had were very political. I think Seamus, if you look at his legacy for, right back from the 1960s, was campaigning and fighting elections. Indeed, I was just actually remarking yesterday to some of my own staff before I called up to Seamus's house, is, you know, who's running for Labour in the election, because there was one kind of certainty right throughout life from the 1960s is Seamus Rogers' name was on the ballot paper. But it was always, you know, local issues. It was always about the Gaeltacht communities, the island communities, the working person. It was, you know, he was deeply rooted in politics. He had a passion about it, and that's why he continued to strive. And he was obviously a big, you know, a sports person, GA person. He was rooted in everything in terms of his community, and he was just one of those people who was kind of gentle, compassionate, kind, and always there for you. You know, always there for his community. And even though in many of the elections he stood in, whether it was general or European or in later times council elections, you know, he was still, as I said, representing his community, and that was coming back to me on the doorstep when I became canvassing. That Seamus was always there for them.
Okay, Deputy Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, thank you very much for your time. And of course, we extend our sympathies as everyone who's joined us today has, and I'm sure all of you out there listening will be today, to his wife Teresa, a native of Glenties, his daughter Rosemary, who's based in Sligo, as you heard referenced, as well as his two sisters, Breed Wilson of Annagree and Mary McCafferty of Dunluey. He's predeceased by his brother Joe and parents Mary and Eddie Rogers. His remains are reposing at his home this evening from 5 with Rosary at 8. Tomorrow, reposing from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock with a private removal to his own house. Sorry, can I just clarify that for one moment? Seamus's remains will be reposing at McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 5. With Rosary 8. So just to clarify, Seamus's remains reposing this evening at McGlynn's funeral home. Tomorrow, reposing at McGlynn's funeral home from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock, then with private removal to his own house, and his own house will be private the morning of the funeral as well. And funeral masses on Saturday in Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in the old cemetery. And just to make sure it's absolutely clear, Seamus's remains will be reposing at McGlynn's funeral home this evening between 5 and tomorrow between 3 and 6.